Yeah, please, if you're, that wraps you up on the game side, yeah, please. This is, let me announce it if I may. This is permits and reducing the spread of hoof disease. This is a briefing and public hearing. Brock?
Thank you. So yeah, the permits piece is actually a typo. This is just related to WAC 220-413-200, which is reducing the spread of hoof disease, unlawful transport of elk hooves. So a little bit of brief background. This rule was initially adopted in 2014 with the intent of hopefully reducing the spread of pathogens that cause hoof disease. It was most recently updated in September 2018. I don't know if the commission remembers last year. We'd initially proposed to make it a Western Washington-wide rule change. But then right before the commission meeting, we got a detection in the Blue Mountains. And so it caused us to take a step back and say, well, now you're kind of dealing with, do you go statewide or do you abolish this rule? We did some outreach from folks, and we've landed in a position where we're proposing to abolish this rule. So since that time, the disease has been confirmed in several new locations on the Olympic Peninsula, in southeast Washington, and in Idaho, and we also know Oregon has it. Continued expansion of this disease seems to indicate that our rule wasn't very effective at reducing its spread. So this is a map that's actually developed by Washington State University, and it shows the distribution of confirmed cases of hoof disease that we have on record. I can tell you that we have additional samples that we've taken associated with the Yakima elk herd that are highly suspicious. They were indeterminate. One still waiting final review, but spirochetes were present. And so it seems this disease is continuing to spread. So we're proposing to abolish for the following reasons. So for surveillance purposes, even though it's in eastern Washington, it's not highly prevalent. So we actually want to encourage hunters to, if they harvest an elk with suspicious hooves, we want you to bring them to us so we can continue to document, okay, is it in the Clackamas and is it in the Selkirk? We're also working on development of management strategies that we're hoping to implement in connection with the three-year package. So WSU's been identified as the lead research entity on elk hoof disease, but the reality is it's probably going to be many years before we really see a lot of results that come out of that research that would really inform management. And so we do think there may be a possibility that we could use hunters as a tool. We want to enter that world lightly. We're coming up with some recommendations, but it's going to require that hunters submit their hooves for inspection. And so if you have a rule in Western Washington that says you're supposed to leave it, but what you want them, we want you to bring the hooves to us, the same in Eastern Washington, that's going to make it pretty confusing for hunters. Currently, the rules, I shouldn't have probably said not being enforced, but rather enforcement. They haven't issued a single citation. They're using it primarily as an educational opportunity. And part of the, you know, when I talked to enforcement about this and said, you know, what's your position on this? They said, listen, this would be hard to hold up in court because there's not a lot of scientific evidence that is supporting this, right? That says, hey, if you do this, you won't have as much hoof disease. And so that's another reason. And then our neighboring states that have hoof disease don't have a similar rule. So then we'd also have to, if we had kept it and go statewide, we're also going to have to, you know, deal with situations without hunters going out of state to Idaho or Oregon. And then what are they doing with their hooves when they come back into the state? So public comment, we had 64% support, 8% opposition. Most comments were not directly related to the proposal, but we did have some that expressed support for using hunters to help manage the disease. Any questions?
Any other questions? Okay. That wraps up your presentation for the day. Thank you. Very well done. We are now...